We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Reish Hey. The Magen Miduvna had described there are different types of love. And then he said that love, like other parts of the human psyche, the human being, has to be developed and refined. And he said there are two reasons why we begin with having a love that is more crass, and then it has to be refined. Firstly, because it's our nature. A person is born, he is only physical. And so that's things develop in that way. And secondly, is for a positive reason, and that is that Hashem made us in a way that we can develop certain attributes, certain traits, and have them as part of our repertoire of behaviors and reactions. And then, as we mature, we gain the intellect to refine them and to know where to apply them. But Hashem purposely made it so that as a child, so the baby and the child learns how to cry and learns how to laugh and learns how to love and learns how to hate, learns how to anger, learns how to be jealous. There are a lot of traits. It's part of having a healthy personality. You just, as you mature, you have to learn how to focus them and where to apply them correctly. So he says this is a blessing, meaning a child has to acquire the capacity to love and to hate. And so Hashem makes it that he initially loves and hates things that are very mundane, just so that he learns to develop those feelings. And then later on, he learns to apply them. And we're on page Reish Hei V'Rishona Yir'ah. And so the first of the traits that a person really needs is the trait of being a God-fearing person, Yirat Hashem Yitbarach. And then Ahava, Lehovoto, to love his creator, Lehovo Lishtekek La Mitzvot U'Masim Tovim, and to love and desire the mitzvot and good deeds. Aval Al Yismoch Adam Al HaChochma V'Adat. But you shouldn't really rely on the intellect alone, Ki Bahem Levadam En Le'el Yadam La'asot Chayil, because wisdom and intellect alone are not enough to succeed. La'akor Amidot Min HaMakom Asher Hayu Sham Barishona. They're not going to be enough for a person to refine his attributes from where they were as a child. Ke'argel shilton ba'adam al hakol. Because you know who's in control of the human being? His habits. That's the great controller of the human being. Habit. V'ukmo inyan tivi. And then it becomes like second nature. Ashechbad mod la'asireo. It's very hard to remove it. So the only way you can remove it is through emotion. But don't try to do it through intellect. If you really love a mitzvah, if you really love getting up early to daven, if you can move yourself to love getting up early to davening, so then you'll be able to overcome your joy in staying late in bed. If you can move yourself to love helping your fellow man, so then a person can overcome his joy in being egocentric. There's if a person sits and thinks philosophically why it should be so, that's very good, but more often than not, that's not enough to really move a person to change. So he says you have to use Yir'ah, Ahava, and through that hone the other traits. If you can focus those two, then that will guide a person to hone his other traits to where they should be. I will explain in the future chapters, God willing, what are the paths, how one deals with his habits. Al ken. So now he turns to the reader and he says, look, I already described before you the different types of love, the components of love. Everything's been arranged before you. And it's up to you now to choose that which you think is good and pleasant for your soul. And you'll choose it using your knowledge, your honest wisdom, לאהוב את השם הראוי לאהוב כפי עוצם מעלתו הנפלאה, to love Hashem the way is fit to love, in accordance with how exalted he really is, כי לא יתברך הממלכה בשמיים ובארץ, he is really the king over heaven and earth, כמאמר, as the verse says, לך השם הגדולה והגבורה והתפארת והנצח וההוד ככל בשמיים ובארץ, לך השם הממלכה והמתנשא לכל הראש. You guys know this pasuk, right? To you, Hashem, is the greatness and the might and the glory and the eternity and the elevation, everything from heaven to earth. For you, Hashem, is kingship. You're above everything. You rule everything. You have the strength. You have the might. You give life to everything. You give life to everything, and even the armies of heaven bow to you. Al shifatam v'chayatam. They, so to speak, bow before you for the capacity you've given them, the life you've given them. If one could imagine a moment where Hashem is not watching over the world, then even the most elevated things in the world would disappear. Even more so the human being, this simple, lowly creature. The one who fashioned the eye, don't you think he's looking? He's looking through the windows. He's peeking through the crevices. Lishmor oto min ha-mikrim ha-mitchalfim, leashpi al odei machzor asher yachsa lo mibeten mileida, elav yata ha-avoda. Hashem is watching over the person, watching over him from what's happening in the world, to give him what he needs from the time he's born. And he's the one that makes sense he should have that job. La'atot levaveinu elav la'ava oto b'chol lev u'b'chol nefesh u'litametz al avodato. And so our job is to shift our hearts to love Him and to work hard doing His servants. And it's best if a person gets into this habit when he's still young, to try and pull out the weeds that have become his habits from before he really knew what life was all about. And even if this path seems bitter when you start this path, even though the beginning is tough, ultimately it'll flourish. So the Magen Yudovna says a person has to realize that this is the path of life, that you start off with very crass objectives in the world, in your life. A person wants to have pizza and cake and cola and a person, as a child, ask a kid what he wants. He'll tell you, I want a day off. I want to go on the merry-go-round. I want to have pizza. Yeah, that's what a kid likes. Okay, that's normal. But as we grow, we should evolve. Our life shouldn't be revolving around pizza anymore, right? Just like we're not running for the merry-go-round, we shouldn't be running for the pizza. And a person has to take the components of his personality and hone them and perfect them. And think, okay, what should I love? What should be my focus? What should be my goal in life? Should my goal really be to be a millionaire? Maybe. You have to think about that. I discussed that in the earlier chapters. Should my goal be to find a wife? Or is that a part of life and my goal has to be on a higher level? Very often people make goals for themselves that are not worthy of one's whole life. And when they reach those goals, so they have a problem. And I'm going to shock you maybe if I tell you that for one person, his goal is to do gear. And that's not enough. Because what happens the morning after he did his gear? There's a whole life ahead of him. We had another student here whose whole goal was to be a top soldier. And he made his goal. His goal was to kill enemies of Israel. He made his goal there too. I don't know how many enemies of Israel he killed, but from the questions I got from different parts of the globe, it was pretty clear he was pretty active. But then he reached a point where he didn't see a point in life. His whole goal was to protect Israel, and now he did what he could. Now what? Life isn't about one goal like that. The goals of life have to be bigger goals. It's not about getting married. It's not about having children. It's a lifelong process, and your goals have to be lifelong. They have to be goals of a way of life, where part of that goal should be to do the giyur. Part of that goal should be to get married, to have children, to live a Torah lifestyle, to grow. But there has to be a goal that keeps evolving and growing. We have to have realistic goals for this month, for this year. But for the long term, you shouldn't make your goal in life to get married. What's going to be the morning after marriage? I'm living my dream. Great. And what's going to be a week later? And a month later? A year later? The goals in life have to be bigger than that. So as we make goals, we have to realize part of the goal is also to hone our personality, to perfect the different parts of our personality. Remember, the Mishnah describes, how do you get to prophecy? You perfect the traits one at a time, and as you perfect them, you get closer to Hashem. You become more perfect as a person on this planet until the point that you're fit for prophecy. So, okay, I don't think our goal should be to be prophets. I don't think that should be our goal. But our goal should be to be better people, to do good to the world, to grow in Torah and Avodat Hashem. Those should be our goals. And yes, we should have short-term goals, but we also have to have long-term goals where we realize that certain things are stops along the way. The Giyul, the marriage, the children, the job, they're stops along the way. They're necessary things we should pick up along the way, but they're not the goal of the journey. They're tools for the journey.